Pisała Search. The scripture reading is from John 17, verses 20 and 21.
That's good. Thank you.
I do not pray for this alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they all also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Amen.
Amen. And we praise the name of God this morning.
Amen.
How great thou art. Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Simmons. It was beautiful. It is good to be here today. I believe this is my first time preaching this year. Amen, amen, amen. It's good. How many of you know our theme for the whole year? No, board members, no. That's not fair. Our theme for the whole year, can you wait? No. Just take your time. No one? Our theme for the whole year for the church. You know, we have a 3 years plan, and our first year is titled Amen. Can you say that again? Watch and pray. But you're missing something, though. Watch and pray. Watch and pray because what? Oh, you need to be more excited than that. Watch and pray because Jesus is coming again. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm glad to know that. You know, that's our direction. That's our goal this year. Watch and pray because Jesus is coming again. What? I remember the first Sabbath I came to this church. Somebody knew that I was going to speak that day, and they say, come, let's go to this room. I was like, okay, I think I'm in trouble or something. And they say, no, we're going to pray. I was like, wow, this is nice. That's very good. So this is a church who pray. Amen? We are a family of brothers and sisters who like to pray, and I just very thankful to know that we are praying. You know, our conference, our general conference, just end our 10 days of prayer. I don't know how many of you know that, but it was a program who started last Wednesday, and it was for about 10 days of prayer. Today is the last day of that program, that event, 10 days of prayer. So today is the last Sabbath. But that doesn't mean that we're going to stop praying today, right? No. We're going to keep praying for the entire year. So our theme for this year, watch and pray. Jesus is coming again. My topic for today, Jesus' prayer for us. Jesus' prayer for us. And I will start this first part on this topic. So today will be part one. Jesus' prayers for us, part one. When we study the life and teachings of Jesus, you will find that Jesus had a strong commitment on prayer. He was really committed to prayer. He has spent a significant amount of time in prayer early in the day. When you read Mark 1:35, you will notice that Jesus normally, early in the morning, will get up and pray. He often spent hours in prayer in the wilderness. When you read Luke chapter 5, verse 16. He spent a lot of time praying in the wilderness by himself. Actually, Jesus made it a habit to pray. When you read Luke 22-39, you will notice that he always was praying. One occasion, Jesus prayed the entire night prior to selecting the disciples. Before selecting the disciples, Jesus spent the entire night praying. Luke 6:12. We're talking about Jesus here. He has spent the whole night praying before selecting his disciples. The entire night praying. Well, I guess it was really important then. Jesus to pray for his disciples. for those who are going to be choosing. After finding his disciples sleeping following this hour of prayer in the garden, you probably remember that he went back and prayed two more times. Jesus was praying. He came back. The disciple was sleeping. It was like, what's going on? We are praying. You need to watch and pray. So who went back to pray two more times? So it's very clear to us that the church leaders, the early church leaders, the New Testament followers of Christ, and of course Jesus, they value the great importance of time dedicated to prayer. It was very important for Jesus. It was very important for the early church leaders, for the New Testament followers. It was very important for them to pray. Like I said before, today we end this 10 days program of prayer. But like I said before, we also need to pray more. We need to pray the entire year. We need to pray every time. We need to pray for each other. And I want to show you a short video. I don't know if Ben is ready. Okay. And is the sound ready? I don't. Marie, yes. Okay, go ahead. You guys are right.
40 million minutes. The average person lives for 77 years. That's 28,000 days, 670,000 hours, 40 million minutes. The average person spends 40 minutes a day on the telephone. That's 20 hours a month, 10 days a year, 2 years in a lifetime. The average person spends 1 hour in the bathroom every day. That's 30 hours a month, 15 days a year, 3 years in a lifetime. The average person spends 26 minutes a day getting dressed.
Probably some ladies will last more.
That's 13 hours a month.
Just saying.
7 days a year. 1 year in a lifetime. I'm sure Pastor Gomez is right. The average person spends 3 hours watching TV a day. That's 90 hours a month. 45 days a year. 9 years in a lifetime. The average Christian spends less than 10 minutes a day with the God of the universe, the truest friend, the Savior of the world, the Creator of time. That's less than 6 hours a month, less than 3 days a year, less than 7 months in a lifetime. You do the math.
It's important for us to pray more, amen? It is very important for us to spend more time with our Father, with our friend. You know, one of the most positive experiences as a Christian is to be prayed by someone else. Not only to be prayed by somebody else, but also to be prayed with. Pastor Hugh and I, we were talking about that the other day, I believe it was Wednesday, where we talk about, you know, the feeling when somebody is praying for you, when you know that somebody is praying for you. But there's also a big difference when you know that somebody is praying with you. You feel great. You feel like, I'm loved. Somebody cares for me. There's something special that happens in your heart. You feel love and courage. There is a sense of intimacy, both between you and the person and between you and God. It's like you are knocking God's, heaven's doors together. It is one of the best ways to build relationships between brothers and sisters in a church. It's also one of the best ways to keep unity in a church when we pray for each other. It's pretty hard for division to take place, to be part of the church when people are praying together. When the church is praying together, the division will not take place. Have you had that experience? The Bible says that we need to pray for one another. Have you read that lately? Well, we need to pray for one another. We also need to pray with another, one another. We need to pray for each other. I said this before, and I'm sure you heard this before too. You know that when family prays together, what happens? They stay together, right? The same principle can apply to a church members. When the brothers and sisters in the church prays together, the church is going to be stronger, going to stay together. Something special happens when the children, when the sons and daughters of God come and pray together. Something special happens, take place when we put everything aside and we just come and pray together. We pray. We need to pray. We need to pray. Watch and pray. Now, it's one thing for us to pray for one another. It's good. It's nice. You know that somebody else is praying with you. You know somebody else is praying for you. But there's something special that we need to remember today. We need to realize that Jesus is praying for us. I need to say that again. Today we need to realize that Jesus is praying for us. It's good to have, Pastor Hugh praying for us. It's good to have Sister Annette praying for me. But today, it's good to know that Jesus is praying for us. He's taking time for praying. It's good to know. I feel happy when I... Can you imagine Jesus praying in the next room? How you will react to that? Jesus is praying for you. Can you hear him? Praying for us. I will not be afraid because I know he's praying for me. I don't need to worry about it. Anything, because he's praying for me. I know things are tough in the home, family seems that there's trouble, something's wrong, there's a lot of needs, but Jesus is praying for me, so that's good enough. He's praying for me. Do you know that Jesus prays for you? Do you know that he goes to the Father on our behalf and talk to his Father? Well, I know that today wasn't a good day, but you know what, Father, please, just be with him. Father, I know it was not a good day today. Even, I see the struggles, Father, but please grant you mercy. Show you love, your kindness. Church was not good today. People are not getting along, but you know what, Father? I love them so much. So please, I don't know if you can imagine that. Jesus talking to his Father. Daddy, please be with them. Daddy, please show your kindness and mercy. I love them. They're my brothers and sisters. And I care so much about them. And I know that you do too. So Father, I don't know about you, but when your son or daughters come to you and ask and say something, this magic and powerful word, Daddy, please, Daddy, or please, Mommy, it's something happens. I don't know what it is. I'm telling you. I have three boys. And I know when they start running around and it's causing trouble. And they say, Daddy, please. I just stop. Like, oh, man, this is serious. Daddy, please do this for me. Daddy, please come and help me. Help me to build this. Help me to do this. It's touching hearts. Can you imagine Jesus doing that for us? It's good to know that Jesus prayed for us. He called and talked to his Father about us. I want you to turn your Bible, the book of John, chapter 17. We're going to read, not today the entire text, but today we're going to start reading some of the text. Next time I preach, I will conclude with this topic. I know the mic is out there, and there's a lot of text that I would like to share with you. So the mic can be, somebody can read for me, so that way we'll be more interactive. We can, make it a little bit, it's there? It's in the, okay, great, it's on the screen, great. So somebody can read that. Can we read verse, we are in John 17, right? Verse 1, and let's read verse 1, 2, and 3. Can somebody have that? Is the mic available? Okay. Can he has a mic?
John 17, verses 1 through 3, it says, Jesus spoke these things, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. See, in this Bible text, Jesus, which is final, Jesus' moments on earth, this is basically Jesus saying goodbye to the disciples. Jesus is saying goodbye to the earth. This is the final Jesus' thoughts, final moments with the disciples. Just before Jesus went being arrested, Jesus is praying for his disciples, knowing that he will leave them. He will no longer be with them. And Jesus prayed, and when you read chapter John 17 from verse 1 to 26, you will see that Jesus is praying for three things. There's three aspects, three items, three details, three requests, if you can say. Jesus is praying for protection, number one, sanctification, and Jesus is praying for unity. When you read carefully John 17, verse 1 to 26, you will find that Jesus is praying for protection, sanctification, and unity. But today we're just going to talk about protection. Is that all right? Jesus is praying for our protection. Jesus in prayer explained to us the key to have eternal life. When you read verse 2 and 3, that's the key for us to understand eternal life. It's through Jesus that we know the Father. It's through Jesus that we know the Father. We need to have a relationship with Jesus in order to have a relationship with the Father. Jesus, when you read that in John 17, also says, Jesus says that he came to this world to reveal who? His Father. So we need to know Jesus if we want to know the Father. Now, Jesus says, if you really want to have eternal life, you need to know the true God. You need to know him. But I said that if we want to know God, we need to know who first? Jesus. We need to know Jesus. Do you know him? Do you know Jesus? Do you know God? Do you know him? That's a question that we have this morning. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Do you know that he wants to be our friend? Do you know that in our times of needs, he is willing and ready to come in our help? Do you know that before we learned how to pray, Jesus was already praying for us? Do you know that? Do you know that when you call him Father, he will recognize us as sons and daughters? Do you know that when you call him, you can call him anytime, and he will be there available for you? It's good to know God by ourselves. We need to have an experience, a relationship with him. Do you know him? Do you know him? Jesus prayed for protection. Let's read verse 11 and 15 through 15. Jesus prayed for protection. John 17, verse 11. Somebody else can read those for us, please.
Jesus said,
Yes.
I am no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are.
Amen. Can you read verse 15 too, please? Yes.
I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one.
Amen. Thank you. So Jesus is praying for our protection. Keep that in mind. Jesus is praying for our protection. There's a story told that in early Native Indians, they have a unique practice. This was really unique about them, in how to train the young men, how to train them. On the night of the boy's 13th birthday, after learning how to hunt, hunting and explore and fishing skills, he was to put in the final test. There was one more test. He was placed in the forest in the middle of the night, 2-3 in the morning, alone. Can you imagine that? You are 13 years old, and this is your final test. Taking out, to your home, your family, and being alone in the middle of the forest, blindfolded. So it was there. The boy was there, blindfolded. So they took him away, in the middle of the forest, and then they took the fold of his eyes, blindfold. He was there in the middle of the forest. By himself. And I don't know about you, but we used to, with my brothers and cousins, we used to talk about, nighttime, we used to talk about scary stuff. I don't know if you used to do that, but, we don't do that anymore, of course. But we used to do that. They start talking about people, dead and ghosts and all kinds of stuff. You know how kids go. And I was like, what's going on? And you get scared after 5 minutes. You're like, what's going on? If you see somebody moving, you hear something, you're like jumping. You're like, whoa, there's a ghost coming. Something is not right. So now you're in the middle of the forest. And these thoughts come to your mind. Oh, I remember that time when my brother was talking about this ghost. Well, now if you are in the middle of the forest, you probably need to worry about more than just ghost, wild beasts, lions, all kinds of stuff. So this boy was there. So can you imagine every time that he hears something snap, he's worried. Something is coming. What's going on? So he spent the entire night there. Finally, the sun came down. And he noticed that, there was a path in the forest. There was flowers. Everything was nice. But he noticed there was somebody standing who was watching him. Somebody spent the whole night just watching him. It was his father with the arrow. Just ready in case something will happen. Oh, brothers and sisters, we have a Father who's watching over us. He can see our troubles. He can see when something bad is coming to us. Oh, he's ready to protect us. I don't know about you, but I feel excited to know that Jesus is here with me. When you see that something's about to happen, he is there watching me. Oh, he is a protector. He is a good friend. You see, the boy, though, he was alone all by himself. But the father was watching him. See, sometimes you thought like that too. Sometimes you think that, we are alone. I am in this trouble by myself. Nobody cares for me. Church members, they don't even talk to me. They don't pray for me. But you know what? Jesus is praying for you. He's watching you. He's there all the time. See, when your kids are sick, when your children are sick, the family is not well, Jesus is there. The angels are there. Can you imagine that? Can you close your eyes right now and just see that Jesus is here with us? There's angels out here. We are not alone. Jesus first prayed for us for protection. Do we need that? Do we really need that protection today? Now, unlikely that a young boy, we had the benefit to know in advance that our Father is there to protect us. Amen. So we don't need to be guessing what's gonna happen out there. Who's there? You know what's going on. You don't need to worry about any of that. You know. We know our Father is with us. He is with us. Jesus asks the Father to protect us. He prays, Holy Father, protect them in your name. Can you hear that again? Holy, I want you to read carefully when you go back home. Read this entire chapter. And you will see Jesus talking to his dad, talking to his father. When I see this, Holy Father, protect them. Be with them. In other words, Daddy, please be with them. I will not be here anymore. You know, I am the big brother. I'm the one who take care of them. That's what the Bible says. That's what John says. You know, I was the one who protect them, but now I'm gone. I'm leaving soon, but I want you now to take care of them. Please, Daddy, Holy Father, protect them. And later he says, I want you to protect him. From who? From the evil one. We need to be protected. Jesus asked that we receive that protection from the evil one. That he will be protected. You know, there's a need for us to be protected from Satan, the evil one. There will be a time of temptation, time of opposition, persecution, just bad seasons. Everything will just come bad news. Everything will just be bad, one thing after another. And that's why we need to have this protection. We need to have somebody who has our back. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I know somebody got my back, I feel good. You know, when I was in school, I was able to go with my big brother in school. I'm not that big. I'm normal size, maybe. I don't know. 5'10" is not that, you know, big. But my brother is almost 6. So he's tall. Actually, all my brothers are bigger than me. Anyway. So I was in school, and we are, you know, some issues sometimes that you get. You know what I'm saying? You get in trouble. People start arguing. You think that, you know, you got this covered. I got this, you know. But there was some guys who were making troubles in my classroom. I was like, I got to do something about it. But they were bigger than me, so I was like, what's going on? You need to be quiet. You know, the teacher is trying to do something, and you are, you know, being rude. You need to stop this. And they were like, what? You got problems? I was like, yes, I got problems. I got problems with you. Oh, let's take this outside. I'm thinking, well, I don't know. I'll be outside now. See, I don't want to fight. But I remember that, you know, it was almost the time to the break. So I knew that my brother would be outside. My cousin would be outside too. I was like, okay. So you want to go outside? You sure you want to go outside? Yes, let's go outside. We need to end this right now. I was like, okay, let's go. Let's go outside. So I went up, you know, what's going on? So I you know, there's a sign between brothers and family that they know when something's going on. You need to look there. There's the look, you know, you just give it the look, you know. My brother saw me like, okay, he's in trouble. He is in trouble. I was losing my color. So there was something wrong. So my brother came. My cousin came. They all came. And they were, you know, in the wall, in the corner. And so the other guys couldn't see them. So I was like, well, so what's going on? So I was talking now. I was up talking. Acting all tough. What's going on? You know, let's do this. Let's end this right now. And they were like, well, what's going on? You're a short guy. Oh, don't worry about that. I got backups. So I went like this. Come on, guys. And my brother came, my cousin came. And they were like, you know what? Let's just leave it this the way it is. You know? I think we can talk. There's actually no point for us to fight. It's good to know that Jesus got our back, you know. When things don't go in the way we want to, we need to remember that Jesus is there for us. He's our protector. That's the way I feel with my brother. He's my protector. Every time they're getting in trouble, I just call him. Brother, I need your help. I need your protection. Now he's the way around. I'm the one who protects him. But it's good to know that we have a brother who takes care of us. Now, listen to this. Jesus doesn't ask the Father to take us out of the world. He's not pleading to God for that. He's not asking God to take it out of the world, you know, make everything just perfect for them. No. Jesus is saying, you know, but why are they in the world? He wants us to be protected and guarded. Now, there's a word the Greek used to define this protection. The word is tereo. Tereo, which means protected, guard, keep. Which also means to preserve. To preserve. Can you imagine that? To preserve. It means to be without any damage. You know, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to be in hard times. But, you know, we're going to be preserved without any damage because Jesus is with us. Our Father is with us. So that's why Jesus prayed for our protection. Be with them. Preserve them. I want you, God, to preserve their lives. I want you to preserve their family. I want you to be with them. Be, oh Father, with them. We need to be preserved today. No matter what we face in this world, no matter how the evil attacks on us, we are to be preserved because we are not alone. Our God is with us. The purpose of this request is also for us to understand that there's a unity of faith. There's a unity of faith. So when we pray to God to protect us, we need to remember that we're praying for unity. We're praying to be one. Protected, Father, in your name. That's what Jesus saying. Protected in your name. So that they may be one as we are one. It is for perseveration of this unity that Jesus is praying for us. I don't know about you, but I think the church, as a church members, as a church of brothers and sisters of God, we need to spend more time praying. Now, if you go back with me, you will listen and understand that Jesus prayed for us. Jesus took the time to pray for us. He prayed for our protection. He prayed for our sanctification. He prays for unity in our church. That was Jesus who prayed for us. I think that would say something to us too. That we need to pray for each other. That we need to pray for one another. Today we end this 10 days of prayer program for the conference. And I know that as a church member, we pray. We do that. We pray a lot. We pray at home. We pray in church. We have somebody else praying for us. But today I want to try something. Today I want to everyone who is here to pray with somebody. We're going to divide the church in groups of two by two. We're going to pray. And we're going to spend at least 6 minutes I don't think that's too much. Jesus spent the whole entire night praying. So 6 minutes is just nothing. So I want you to find somebody and pray for that person. I want that person to pray for you. It's both way. 6 minutes. But please find somebody that you are normally not around, you know, somebody that you probably don't talk that much. I know we are a family here. We all know each other and we all talk to each other. But find somebody that you normally, I don't know. I know, I'm sure you will find somebody here that you probably won't spend that much time praying with, okay? So move around. You can kneel, you can standing up, you can do whatever you want, but just stay here and pray. A bunch of somebody to pray. Pray with somebody. Find somebody to pray. Find somebody to pray. We are in prayed mood today. Watch and pray, church. Watch and pray. So let's take time, 6 minutes to pray with somebody. And today, in this special prayer, we're going to pray for protection. For protection. Let's just do it like Jesus did. Protection. So ask for protection for your family, for your brothers and sisters in church. For protection. So like I said before, we are starting a new year. Watch and pray. So while I would like to ask you that when you come to church on Sabbath for prayer meeting, to find somebody to pray with. Not only for this entire year, but also, you know, I don't know how long we're going to be here for, but let's just keep praying for one another. I think it was a blessing just to have that opportunity today. 6 minutes. That's all it took for us to pray with somebody. Now we're going to sing our closing song, 499. After we sing, I want to ask Sister Monique, who is our prayer coordinator, to come and have the last prayer for us. After we sing.
Can we bow our heads one last time? Heavenly Father, it's always a privilege to be able to come to you, to come before you and just to be in your presence and knowing that you are such a magnificent, awesome God, the Father and Creator of the universe. There is nothing too difficult or too challenging for you to do. And as we come before you, Father, as humbly as we know how in our spirits, I just ask that you would allow your Holy Spirit to descend upon all of us, to be with each and every one of us, Father, and to labor with us, to continue to be long-suffering with us, Father, where we have shortcomings on your behalf and not glorifying you as we should. I ask, Lord, that you would allow us to leave this place with you in the forefront of our mind and first thinking of those things that we can do in our lives to change them, so that once we leave here, we can be at peace and knowing that we really want to change and have a closer walk with you. That each time we know that we come before you in prayer, that we are becoming changed into Amen. Your image.
Amen.
And that when we come to you in prayer, knowing who we are coming to, we are coming before the Creator of the universe, someone who is not anyone to be reckoned with. And there's no lying to you, Father. We may be able to lie to others, but in our hearts, we cannot lie to you because you see our motives. You know who we are, Father, so there's no reason for us to be able to pretend when we come to you. We are weak and we are fragile, Father, and we are but of the dust of this earth. You know how much we long to be able to see you, Father, but it first comes within a change, a sincere change in our hearts to want to be the way that Christ is. So I ask, Lord, that as we leave here, that you would help us to do as your word says, to not allow ourselves to be changed and conformed to the way that this world is, but be changed and conformed and by the renewing of our minds Amen. And our hearts, and taking into consideration, Lord, that you are coming soon. and that there is nothing too short for you to be able to do. You said that we are to be perfect, and when you said that, that was your creative power speaking, so that we know when we want to give something to you and you said be perfect, we can be perfect. You would not say for us to do it if we could not and if you could not give us the power to do it. So I thank you, Lord, for being a creator and allowing us to be able to have the privilege of a day to come to you in recognition of who you are, creator of this world and also creator of giving us a new heart so that we can be able to fully serve you as your children, as we should, as you want us to be, so that we can come before you and say, when the sky opens, lo and behold, this is our Savior in whom we have waited for.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and every opportunity to fall before you and not just to give you our cares, but to thank you for who you are, for loving us so much.
Amen.
You said, Lord, that your word would fall upon us like the doctrine, and it would settle on us like the dew. I ask, Father, for that to come. We desire that Holy Spirit, that latter rain to fall on us. But first, Lord, we need a heart that is changed. So I just thank you, Lord, again for this opportunity to be able to come before you and knowing who you are. And the power that you have is that power that we can also have within us. Forgive us, Lord, each and every one of us for our sins, our shortcomings. Cleanse us, Father, from all unrighteousness. Continue to keep our feet on the path of righteousness and let us not be swayed to the left or to the right, but on the straight and narrow shall we stay. I thank you just for loving me and giving me every opportunity that you present before me to pray for your people that I care so much about.
Amen.
You're such a beautiful and wonderful God. Thank you, Lord, for hearing this, and we will be so very careful to give you the honor and glory and praise that only you alone deserve. In Christ's precious name, amen.
Amen.